You're listening to SBS News.
US Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials arrested 680, mostly Latino workers, in raids at seven Mississippi chicken processing plants on Wednesday. It's alleged that they did not have proper documentation. By the following morning, around five busloads of people had been released. Magdalena Gomez Gregorio, whose father has been detained, is devastated.
The Hispanic people are not doing nothing bad. They're not stealing nothing. The immigrants just went just inside the company, just get her ass out of there. That's not fair, immigrants. Yeah, just see what I'm doing. I'm crying because of my dad. I have a lot of heart about that.
It's unclear whether any of those released were determined to be living in the country legally. ICE officials have not returned telephone calls from journalists, but in a statement said that some of those who had been detained may be temporarily released after consideration of their criminality and prior immigration history. In some cases, both parents from a family were detained and some children were taken to a local gym after they came home to find their parents gone. Local resident Gabriela Rosales says local people have stepped in to make sure the children in affected families are safe.
It's very devastating that all these kids stay without the mom and the dad and have nowhere to spend to stay the night or to somebody to feed them. And we're here with the community to see how we can help.
Local immigration activists say they are horrified at the action taken by the immigration officials. Father Jerry Tobin is a Catholic pastor from Jackson, Mississippi, and was one of the speakers at a media conference called on the issue.
We have an agency that was created after 2001, called ICE. It reminds me of the Gestapo. I'm old enough to remember the Gestapo in Europe. And we got it here now. This is unacceptable.
And Baptist pastor Jason Coker says the raids have done nothing for the community as a whole and should not have happened in a state with such a strong Christian tradition.
For a state that is saturated with so much religion and religious groups, specifically Christians and, dare I say, Baptists, these raids should be appalling and reprehensible. The love of God is not what happened yesterday. Nobody's safer in Mississippi. Nobody's better off. What happened with these raids devastated hardworking families that are trying to do their best.
U.S. President Donald Trump claimed in June that millions of illegal aliens had found their way into the U.S. and announced a crackdown to have them removed. Jackson Mayor Chukwe Antalumumba condemned the raids as dehumanizing and ineffective. And Cliff Johnson, the director of the MacArthur Justice Center at the University of Mississippi's School of Law, says the raids are not a result of any kind of pressure from local people.
This is not the result of some outcry in Mississippi. Let the world hear this clearly. What happened yesterday is not the response to some demand on the part of Mississippians that these people be tied up and hauled off. Mississippi didn't ask for this. This doesn't come from the people. It doesn't even come from those people who on the larger scale might chant build that wall. Because in Mississippi, we know each other. We do care about each other. We live next to one another. And this is not who we are.
Mike Hurst, the U.S. attorney for Mississippi, says the ICE agents were executing warrants to arrest illegal aliens. He says immigrants have to follow U.S. laws and have to abide by U.S. rules. And they have to come to America legally or they shouldn't come at all. Alan Lee, SBS News.